Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a decentralized network of microchurches innovating ways to help those in the margins of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage in the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So sit back, get a cup of coffee, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And in today's podcast, we read Numbers 34, Psalm 78, 40 through 72, Isaiah 26, and John chapter 4. And you know, the reality is, these days we live in a cynical world. So much so that we hear a thing and we immediately think, okay, what's the catch? Yeah, it's true. I mean, the fact is that many things in our world are really too good to be true. So much so that, you know, our enemy is teasing us with these things that have a hidden consequence or a tragic complexity that renders what would seem to be amazing into something with little positive benefit at all and maybe a heap of negative results. So as cynics, people can come to the Bible and hear of God's amazing grace and wait for the catch. They can anticipate that there must be some underlying complexity to the message that they have yet to grasp that can somehow undermine the beauty of the simple truth of God's love and grace. To that end, I'm totally fascinated with chapters like 1 John 4. John continues his treatise on what it means to be of God, abide in Him, and to live out His love. In verse 8, he says, "Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love." John has no complexities to the message, simply continues to color in this fabulous portrait of God in the colors of love. The theology upon theology and doctrine upon doctrine all find their home and foundation in this, that God is love. And those that oppose the simplicity of this truth, while many may have at least a passable knowledge of the Bible, clearly have demonstrated that they do not know God. John goes on to clarify the definition of fear and place it in contrast to love. Now, we would be wise to recognize that this is not the same fear that's the beginning of wisdom. This is the fear that keeps people from joy, the fear that keeps people from experiencing God at His fullest, and the fear that keeps us hiding from Him and His light and love. John says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love." God's love calls us closer, and not cowering and slinking further and further away. And John lands the plane in this chapter with another disqualifier at the end in verses 18 through 21. He says, "Not only is the simple call to love God, but to love our neighbor as ourselves." John says, "We love God because He first loved us. If anyone says, 'I love God,' and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from Him: whoever loves God must also love his brother." John is in essence saying, say what you want, but the Christian call doesn't stop with loving God. It must persevere into loving people. This is a verifiable characteristic. God's love is not simply for Himself, but for humanity. He loves us. The text reminded us that He not only loves us, but He first loved us. So to even say, "I love God," that has to include, "and I love people." Otherwise, the first clause is proven false. I even appreciate that one reason why he says it's not simply because that is who God is, not simply because He loved us so that we should do the same, but also because, practically speaking, how in the world are you supposed to truly love someone that you cannot see when you do not love those you can actually see? This is a statement that is deeper than I think we realize. While God's love is simple, his character is complex. Truly understanding him is impossible, and I believe loving him entirely as a result is actually an incomplete pursuit until the day we reach heaven. Because how can you perfectly love without having total knowledge of someone or something? As we receive the Holy Spirit, we receive God, and he reveals more and more of himself to us, but never in totality. This is why I believe all our ability to love on this side of eternity is but a foreshadowing of the love we will experience in heaven, and the love that we see in completeness, or that to which we believe is such, is only through the power of the Holy Spirit. However, seeing our brother or sister in the flesh, engaging with them in the physical, it removes the hurdles of belief or disbelief, spiritual or unspiritual eyes, to perceive God, and we can all engage with the humanity of the individual before us. John is saying, if you can see this person's humanity and still choose hate, then how could you ever lean in with trust about God's deity in the immaterial and choose love. Today, let us, with God's help, see people, see humanity, and choose love in even the most challenging of circumstances, knowing that God loved us first and in spite of, instead of as a reward for anything we've ever done. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for your supernatural love, for your love for us that makes no sense and that knows no bounds, Lord God, that is limitless and enduring forever and absolutely undeserving. Lord God, we thank you that your nature, your character, your definition is love, and that you impart that love into us, those who believe on you and trust in you, Lord God. And we pray that that would, you know, continue to resound through our lives as we engage with other humans that you absolutely love unendingly, Lord God. Help us to continue to live out that commandment, that is, to love God and to love one another. Love our neighbor as we do ourselves, Lord God. We absolutely need your help. Empower us, Holy Spirit. Strengthen us to be that lover. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, that is another episode on the podcast. Hit up 5bythefire.org with comments. Armand@unshackledthenetwork.org with questions. Subscribe, rate us on iTunes, and share it so everybody can hear about it. And I'll see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.